From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan escalated the purge of workers Tuesday suspected of taking part in the coup attempt by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. VOA European correspondent Luis Ramirez reports from Istanbul.
As the crackdown continues, Turkey's minorities worry that rising nationalism could once again make them targets. In Istanbul's Okmidani neighborhood, members of the Alevi sect of Islam watched the news with concern.
As an Alevi, I am very worried. I'm really expecting something to happen because we do not know where this country is heading.
With Erdogan's power reaffirmed and consolidated, there are new questions of whether the defeat of the coup strengthens democracy or deepens divides. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Istanbul.
President Barack Obama spoke to Turkish President Erdogan by phone Tuesday as tensions escalate in Turkey over the fallout from the failed coup. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president pledged his support for the democratically elected government. Since Friday's coup attempt, the U.S. has urged Turkey to show restraint, keeping its response within the rule of the law. The International Olympic Committee is delaying its decision on whether to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. The executive board held an emergency meeting Tuesday in Switzerland, decided that the IOC would not impose an immediate ban on the Russians. IOC President Thomas Bach.
We will have to take a very difficult decision also in legal terms. This is, on the one hand, between a collective ban for all Russian athletes and, on the other hand, the natural right to individual justice.